Great! Squeak!
It was 3 days later. Susan was practicing her violin. She was trying to learn all the music she hadn't learned all week 15 minutes before her lesson. Freddie ran past, holding his ears. Eileen dashed downstairs to the kitchen and slammed the door. The neighbours closed their window. Even Stinky yowled.
"Just do 20 minutes a day," said her music teacher, Mrs. Parry. "You'll play beautifully in no time."
"Huh," thought Susan. "If I practiced for 20 years, it would make no difference. I'll still sound like a strangled grasshopper."
She scraped her bow across the strings.
Twinkle, twinkle, little scratch,
shrieked the violin.
"How I trimmed the screech user!"
"Susan!"
shouted her mother.
"Stop playing like that. It's time to go to your lesson."
"It's no use," screamed Susan. "I hate the violin."
In a fury, she kicked the case. There was a rattling sound. For a moment, Susan couldn't think what it was, and then she remembered. The Greek coin. The precious magic coin. She'd put it in her violin case to keep it safe.
"Come on, Susan. Get down here. It's time for your lesson."
"I wish I didn't have to go,"
she muttered, plonking the violin in its case and slinging it across her shoulder.
"I wish I were anywhere but here."
Susan's legs buckled beneath her as the silver-grey mist swirled round. She fell down, down, down.